Okay, it's on.
Well, hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome to this newest episode of Jether's Random Stuff.
Which is amazing.
Which, yeah, it is.
It always
it's
is amazing.
It's amazing that we actually get our shit together enough to record a freaking episode.
You mean you get our shit together. I just show up.
You're like, Heather, here's the microphone. Talk into it.
That's what I do. Heather, here's wine and the mic.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
And go.
And yeah. And now we're going.
And now we're going. So yeah. So how was your week so far?
My last week was extremely, it was like a roller coaster.
It was. It
wasn't it. Yeah, it was up and down. I honestly can't remember if I talked about my dog last week.
I don't know if you did because I don't remember what day all this shit went down.
I would have known when we recorded last week.
Yeah.
But I don't remember if we went for it or not.
I don't remember.
So we have established we live in Washington State.
Yes.
Which we do. And I'm a big animal rescuer. Love animals, obviously, because I have a zillion animals, and that's how it works. And unfortunately for my husband, I started liking all these websites, these Facebook pages, and one of them was called Saving Riverside Shelter Dogs.
Yep.
And I've been doing good with it for about 3 months and was just fine with it. Was just marketing and sharing dogs and trying to help get them out there because I did not need another dog because I already have three. Granted, three together equal 45 pounds.
Yeah.
They're all
tiny.
Small.
They're tiny
small
dogs.
So then there was this one dog that just kind of melted me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There was just something about her that was different than all the other ones. And it just tugged at my heartstrings. And I really wanted to help her.
Yeah.
So I was sharing her every single day on my Facebook page and Instagram, doing this, talking about her to everybody I could think of that would possibly want to rescue her. And then I didn't check her last Friday. And I checked at the very end of the day. And then it said that she was set to be euthanized that day. Oh. Last Friday was her euthanasia day.
And she her little video of them, like, she was so sweet.
Yes.
So sweet.
Oh, my God. So instantly that night, I was bawling when I realized that she was probably put down that day. And that's when I kind of realized at that point that I probably wanted to do something to help her.
Yeah.
My husband was just distraught, didn't know what to do, because what can he do if the dog was already euthanized? There's nothing he could do.
Right.
Then Monday came. Her little picture came back up on there saying that they spared her life last Friday because she is a good girl and they were hoping she would have been adopted over the weekend or rescued.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't. So this was the day that they said her time is out and she would have been euthanized last Monday. So I saw that and I've thought that this was a call to me because mm-hmm. I was so devastated the following Friday when I thought she was gone and I sprang into action.
And we live in Washington, and this dog is in California.
20 hours away.
Yeah.
Minimum. Yeah. So I called the shelter as soon as they opened, which was not until 10 o'clock. And I told them what I wanted to do. I told them I wanted to rescue her, but I wasn't able to get there till Friday. And that was still a stretch because this was me rearranging a lot of stuff for me to get down there on
Friday. To drive to freaking California.
And I told them I would do everything on the phone. I'd give them money. So everything was said and done. What do I need to do? The lady wasn't very nice to me and told me, well, if you're not here in person, we aren't doing anything. I was like, but she's set to be euthanized today at 4 o'clock. Yep, we know. But if you're not here in time, we will euthanize her. They were not going to do anything with me over the phone. And then they informed me that I needed to have a rescue step in at this point because I would not be able to adopt her in time. So devastated, hung up the phone, and I took to Facebook and put a plea out begging for guidance, for anybody that could help me.
No, I don't think so. Okay.
My dogs are going crazy right
now. Yeah, the dogs are just like, so go on about the dog.
Yes. So I put like 3 different pleas out on all 3 of her videos, hoping someone would notice it and somebody could help me. Somebody responded and said, please check your friend request and your messages. I had a friend request and a message from a wonderful woman named Vonda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay to say her name because she wants me to market her. I'm not going to give a last name though, but if you're ever trying to rescue a dog and someone comes and friend requested you with name Wanda. That's not a normal name. It's a beautiful name, but it's not a normal name you hear. And let her help you.
Yeah.
So she's from our state, but she had the same issue a couple years back, and she ended up driving 2,300 miles round trip to adopt two dogs that were going to be euthanized. And she's made it her life mission ever since to help people like herself and me.
Yeah.
So she's basically the middleman between the rescues and transports and helps us. She hooked me up with about four different potential rescues that were willing to step in because there was an adopter. There's an adopter. The rescues don't have to find the foster. They don't have to find room in their own little facilities for these dogs. They're able just to step in, make sure the dog's healthy, make sure the adopter is a good adopter, and they just are the middleman. And so she found one. We ended up going with an amazing rescue out of Portland. That's called Cozy Paws.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. And Cozy Paws stepped in, pulled her, made contact with them on Monday before she got euthanized. They literally told me that they were ready to rock with her. They literally got her 20 minutes before she was killed.
Oh, my gosh. That's just incredible.
Yes. They picked her up the following morning. And then she went to their vet, was there for a couple days, and then she started heading her little journey to me on Thursday afternoon. And I got her on Friday night.
And she is so freaking cute.
Yes. Jacoby got to meet her today.
I just got to meet her, and she is so sweet. She is so cute. She is not, I mean, she's not a hyper dog. She's just very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wants to play with the other doggies, and just, you know, she loves life. And
she loves
just,
kitties too.
Yeah, and she loves kitties. I mean, that's rare
for a big dog.
For a big dog like that, yeah.
The Be Okay come into my house, and literally, I mean, I did pin her up against a 28 pounder right off. my biggest animal in the house is not Patron.
No, it's not the dog. It was not the dog. It was the 28-pound cat.
Jägermeister.
That could, flatten any of the dogs in the house. But now she's the biggest.
She's the biggest, but I think he's still the alpha animal in the house because she cowers to Jäger pretty good.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I think he explained to her, you got teeth. Guess what? I got claws and teeth.
And if I scratch your nose, it's going to fucking hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's such a little gem, and she couldn't have worked that much better for never meeting her beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you realize you have one of the peers on your purse?
I know. I see that. I have one of the... So we're recording at Heather's house today. And
a little interesting. We don't usually do that
and
here.
So one of her cats that likes to pee on everything is sitting on my purse right now. But I'm petting him, and I think he's happy that I'm petting him.
Now, he doesn't spray. He pees.
He just
like we squat and
pees.
It's not a spray thing. Aww. So if he's laying down, we're looking good here.
Okay, yeah, he's just laying down. He's being a sweet boy.
If he's sitting, we worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll just watch him. He's being a sweet boy right now.
He's really cute.
He's a pretty cat.
Oh God, yeah. That's what we've always said, but we're not willing to get rid of him because he pees. Now, literally only pees by the doors.
See, that's just kind of weird.
Well, I found out from a cat behaviorist why he does that. He only, because it's so sporadic when he does this. There's sometimes he'll do it every day for like a week, and then there's days I'll go 2 months without him doing it. It's because he said he can smell or see a feral cat outside.
Yeah.
And that's why he does it by the windows and by the doors. Look, that's all tile.
Well, and they will do it on any part of the house, like an outside wall, like inside the house, but that it's an outside wall. Because they can smell the other cats from inside.
Exactly. Lucky for me, it's all on tile.
Yeah.
It's easy to clean. Yeah. Luckily, he doesn't want to pee on the few bits of carpet I have in my house.
Yeah.
Probably because he's not allowed in those rooms.
Because he can't get to it. That's the only reason why.
It's worrisome that he's on the purse, but that's okay.
He's fine. He's just chilling.
It's just the paws. It's not the ass.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay. Well, we have an awesome topic that Kobe came up
with
today.
We do. I have an awesome topic. It's also about animals.
Oh, my God. That's up my alley.
Yeah. I actually just, you know, we're trying to do some fucked up news, you know, as like our main topic.
That's what we're trying to of transition the week. To.
Yeah, we're transitioning to, you know, just doing a fucked up news topic every week.
Yep.
So last week was kind of serious.
It was, but it was a good topic.
It was a good topic, though. And we have, you know, some personal experience with that topic. And so it was just like a little bit hard, you know, to talk about it.
It was.
But it was, you know, it was a good topic. So this week I have a, you know, a little bit lighthearted, but still a tragedy. And dogs are going crazy.
I haven't never heard her bark until today.
Wow. I know.
And she has a good bark.
Now that she's barked, she's like, oh, that feels good. I'm going to bark all the time.
My husband seems to think she might have came because we didn't teach her how to sit.
Yeah.
She knew how to do sit and come before she
came.
Well,
somebody taught her that.
Yes. That she has major fears of the bathroom.
Really?
Like she won't go in the bathroom.
Really?
Like we tried to give her a bath and I literally had to pick her up and haul her ass into the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Because she was like, and shaking like a leaf the whole time. So I think she might have been locked in a bathroom.
Oh, maybe.
A lot.
Yeah.
And she also has fear of women a little bit.
Oh, really?
I've kind of broken that a little bit. But like every time I go to pet her, she like jumps back. And she's like, what is that? We're skittish where she like flinches and stuff.
I wonder if they used to smack her with something. And
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've refused to smack my dogs. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I like to just do stern looks.
Yeah, stern look. And
like, and then I fake crying sometimes. They really don't like it when I'm upset and sad. It really hurts them. But it's so crazy about her. But yeah, now that Thor thinks that she wasn't allowed to bark before either because it took her 4 days to start barking here.
Yeah. And she likes to bark. I think you can tell she likes to bark.
She has a good bark. I mean, poor Patron has kind of a weenie bark.
Yeah.
It's high pitched.
Is she snoring?
She hasn't slept much since the new dog's come.
Oh, we have one doggy in here with us right now, and she is passed out snoring.
This is Brandy.
And oh, she heard her name. There, she woke up.
You can come sleep in my lap.
Oh, sweetheart. Okay, so this this story takes place in Australia, and
Australia. You know they have a feral cat issue.
Oh, they have other issues also.
I bet you're going to go in here. Yes.
So right now in Australia, it's their spring because they're the opposite of us.
Okay, okay. So they're about almost to summer.
Yeah. So they're
Christmas is summer?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So they're in the springtime right now.
So they have a white 4th of July that they don't celebrate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it snows there, but yeah, their seasons are opposite of what our seasons
Interesting.
Are.
Interesting. You see, you learn something new every day.
Yeah. So it's springtime in there. And also in springtime, they have something called swooping magpie season. Now, a magpie, of course, is a bird.
Yes.
Right? And in the spring is when they have laid their eggs and they're trying to hatch their eggs and they have babies and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, sounds right.
So the magpies are very territorial and they're very aggressive if they think their babies are threatened, which like any animal, right?
Pretty much.
But apparently they absolutely feel threatened by people riding bicycles.
What?
Yeah.
So we have, are these birds, they're blackbirds, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
That's what I'm trying to picture with magpies.
With the magpie.
So you're riding a bike and you're getting bombarded and by magpies.
Yeah. So this guy is a 76-year-old man. He's riding his bike.
No.
He's riding his bike in the park.
Where he should be allowed to ride his bike.
Where there's a lot of bike riding going on down there.
So they picked off the elderly?
So, yeah, 76.
Yeah, they picked their target.
So this magpie actually swoops down, which is they kind of like dive bomb these people, right? So he swoops down. So he swerves to avoid because it like he sees it swooping at him, so he kind of swerves to either avoid it or, you know.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want him to peck him in the face. He hits a fence post, crashes to the ground and he has like severe head injuries and they take him to the hospital and he dies.
What?
He dies.
So the magpie killed him?
The swooping magpie killed him. And so I was reading this article and this is like a thing that happens every year. They have like swooping magpie season. And so I went, so they have this website called Magpie Alert. It's a whole website.
Do they have a casualty list of a year of how many people die from magpies?
This is what, so I looked up the magpiealert.com. You can go to it and check it out, magpiealert.com. So people go to the website and they alert other people when they have seen a swooping magpie. And so there's actually this map of Australia and they had like all these swooping magpie alerts and like the southern coast is like covered with these things. They're everywhere.
So you just can't go to that coast.
So people report like what happened to them. There's all these like witness reports. People like talking about how they were walking or riding their bikes and they got swooped several times. And like just say like this one guy was just like attacked by very aggressive magpie twice while riding my bike. It's like a, they attack people on bikes for some reason.
So if you're a pedestrian walking, you're okay.
Well, they still do attack pedestrians. So on this website, this was as of yesterday, they reported 1,763 attacks by magpies.
And people are worried about sharks?
Yeah. And of that, 212 people were injured.
How many people died?
So far, it's just that one guy, I think.
Just the elderly guy that crashed.
Just the elderly guy that crashed. But over 200 people have been injured.
But
and
I don't believe these are very big birds.
They're not that big, but they're very, very aggressive, protecting their babies.
Is there a magpie hunting season?
I don't
where the people get to retaliate back. So
it's probably illegal to kill one, but they have to have a ton of them, right?
Well, maybe. So they also have a very big issue with feral cats in Australia because they are killing off most of the birds.
Oh, well, they should kill them magpies.
They should. Now, you guys, instead of dropping those poison sausages, like I don't know if you already did it or not. That's what they're going to do from helicopters. They're going to drop a bunch of poisonous sausages to kill the cats. What? Yeah, I don't want you killing the cats. I don't want you killing the cats, but you're going to kill so many other animals this way.
That's so wrong on so many levels.
Oh, my God. Just poisoning a bunch of animals?
Yeah.
Because something's going to eat the cat.
What if a person, like a homeless person, like picks that up and eats it?
Well, guess what? You just killed a person.
And then somebody's ass is in the fire because...
Someone's ass should be because you shouldn't be dropping
sausages. Throwing poisonous sausages from a helicopter is never a good idea.
No.
Never.
I don't even know if this has happened yet, but I think it might have already happened because I read it. I signed a petition to go against it.
That is so fucked up right there.
That goes with the fucked up
throwing poison sausages from a helicopter.
So this is what I'm telling. So if we have anybody in Australia listening, this is my idea for you guys' magpie and cat issue. Put the cats to work. Yeah. Trap them. Put them on that south coast thing where all your magpies are at and station them there. They'll get rid of them for you.
Yeah.
And then while they're there you go. Trap, neuter, release.
Trap, neuter, release.
And then you can take care of the cat problem too. So by the time they got rid of all those magpies for you, they're all fixed.
There you go.
And cat population done. Don't throw the sausages.
That's so wrong.
I mean, seriously, I never thought about the homeless person.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, if
a homeless person found some sausages like just laying there, you'd be like, oh, score.
By the way, I have some really good sausages for us to eat one of these times. They're
really
made out of chicken bratwurst.
I have something else to discuss with you, but wait.
Ooh.
I'm almost done here.
Okay.
So people in Australia, when they ride their bikes now, they have the helmets and they take zip ties and zip tie the helmet so that the end of the zip tie like sticks up in the air.
Like a dagger.
Yeah. So that the magpies can't like land on their helmets or stuff because their beaks are really, really sharp.
Probably goes through the helmet.
And they can do a lot of damage. There's a toddler that narrowly avoided being blinded because a magpie swooped on and tried to attack his face. So it's just, it's crazy, like, these birds.
Well, they're obviously not that smart, because if they would just stay in their little nest and maybe observe, no one's going to go after them. No one wants to go after them.
Why they just want 70% of the attacks occur to people who are on a bicycle. I don't understand that.
Maybe they think the bike can fly?
I don't know. So they have all of these safety, like, precautions that you can do. And they want it so bad. So, like, if you're riding a bike, you're supposed to get off your bike and walk it, because they think that riding a bike is some kind of an aggressive behavior or something. Yes. I don't know. Anywho, don't go to Australia in the spring, because you'll get blinded by a magpie.
You know what is worse about this whole thing? Doesn't Australia have the most, like, the most amount of different kinds of snakes?
They have the most poisonous, badass snakes down there.
Why aren't those taking care of the magpies?
There are snakes on the ground. The magpies are up in the tree.
There are tree snakes.
They're probably not the right kind of snakes for the magpie. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I mean, what? I thought we were, like, National Geographic experts on, like, animals.
We could pretend.
We are pretending right now. I'm pretty sure there's tree snakes in Australia, and they just need to be. The people there are not being smart. Sorry, Australia people. Use your cats and use your snakes to take care of the magpies.
Yeah.
Naturally. I mean, and then if there's too many snakes, guess what? The cats could help with that. Or if the cat, or there's big snakes, the snakes will take care of the cats.
Yeah, like it's the circle of life. Circle of life. That's what, yes.
It's the Lion King.
Yeah, it's the circle of life. Oh, baby. She's dripping water all over you. Little Merlot wants a hug. Oh, she's so sweet. She's so sweet. Oh, I don't have my phone. Damn
she's
it.
She's so freaking big.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Okay.
She loves to give kisses.
Did she give you a kiss?
Oh, yeah. Merlot, kiss.
Kissy. Merlot, give her a kiss.
Merlot, kissy.
There. That was awesome.
She's so grateful.
Speaking of sausages.
Yeah, let me hear your sausage story.
Oh. We said last week that we were going to go vegan for a week.
Oh, God. Yeah, we were. Well, when is this happening?
So I think.
Not this weekend.
No, we have a trip this weekend. We could record from the.
I think we're going to.
So I think I can bring this, all the stuff.
I think that would be good.
And we could do that. So I think when we get back that next Tuesday, a week from today, we do the vegan for 1 week.
Tuesday to Tuesday. So Tuesday, the next following Tuesday dinner for podcast will be our last vegan dinner.
Yes. Not okay. Yes. Oh, kitty. Oh, no, no. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Oh, God. How bad did he mess it up?
No, I think it's fine. Sorry. I think sorry. The cat stepped on the computer. I think it's fine.
This is the issue at my house. I mean.
Yeah, but no, I think it's fine. Okay. And. So, yeah, so a week from today, we'll start the vegan, and then we'll do it for a week, and we will let's see how it goes. I have a whole bunch of recipes that we can try.
Okay. Oh, we're not doing this on my lap.
That is
just awesome.
Can you
tell Patron kind of likes his big little sister?
Oh, my God.
Big little sister.
Big, yeah, big little
sister. Because she's younger, but she's bigger.
Yeah.
Now, Brandy's still not into this.
No.
No.
She's not at all. You're crazy. You're a crazy town. Oh. No. Stay.
Yeah. Okay, Merlot, it's done. Down. She's done. Yeah. She's not going to deal with this tonight. Maybe not sit on all the clothes. Maybe off.
Maybe. I think that you have to be more assertive than, hey, could you maybe get off?
Off.
Oh, there you go. That's better.
I don't know why I have to growl.
I know. So that's what I got.
Well, I mean, we're doing vegan.
We're going to do vegan. I have some great recipes for like vegan meatballs.
Ooh, that sounds
and,
good.
And you can eat pasta if
Hell
you're
yeah.
vegan. You know, there's a lot of pasta recipes. Yeah, I got some like vegan pesto I was going to make for us, some
nice.
Vegan tacos and...
Am I coming over every night for dinner?
Yeah.
I'm on my own.
So I was going to make you some dinners.
Oh, okay. Because I already told you how I was going to do this shit.
Yeah, no. So you're not
Peanut
gonna,
butter.
No.
Three
you're
times
not, you're
a day.
You're not going to eat peanut butter three times a day. Sorry.
That's vegan.
So it is vegan, but no.
It's cheating.
So I'm going to make you some dinners, you know, with some rice and some veggies, you know.
Ooh. You know, if this works out good, I might want to stay vegan if I have all my meals provided.
Well, yeah. So like, if it's already ready for you,
I
it's
mean,
like
that's easy.
So
I
much
say
easier.
Last week's dinner, I've craved that all week.
The butternut squash?
Hell yeah.
That was so
bacon.
Good, but it had bacon on it.
Well, there's... We can find spinels other than bacon.
Yeah. It's like, I like keep searching for a vegan equivalent to like...
Bacon?
Bacon. Vegan equivalent to mayonnaise. Vegan equivalent to eggs.
Oh, mayonnaise? Oh, mayonnaise has eggs in it.
Yeah, you can't have mayonnaise.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's after this weekend.
after this weekend, then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this weekend, we have our scrapbook.
We have our scrapbook convention.
We get to scrapbook every day from Friday to Sunday.
3 days of all scrapbooking.
So excited.
The Grey Wolf Lodge.
Yes. So we're gonna do our next week's podcast from there.
Yes, we will.
And it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
And we're excited. Megan will be there.
Megan, yes, yes. And she'll have a friend with her. And I don't know if they'll be on the podcast, but
you never know. They might
never
be.
Know.
They might make an appearance. They might be too busy and cool for us.
We could podcast from the convention and just get some guest speakers, maybe.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah, we should get some good people, like the professional scrapbookers.
Yeah.
You're like almost a professional scrapbooker.
I don't get paid for it, but
you could.
I do it a lot.
You could get paid for it.
I'd like to get paid for it.
Well, how do you do that? How do you become a pro scrapbooker?
I don't know, actually. I guess you have to get people to buy your shit. I don't know.
Well, like, someone could send you, like, all their pictures.
Yes.
And be like, I want a scrapbook of this vacation. And then they pay you X amount of money to do it.
And I've actually done that for friends for free.
I know you have.
Because I like to do that. And then, like, if somebody's going to have, like, a baby or get married or something, I just make a scrapbook for them. And, yes. Are you going to go out? No. Okay.
I got most of them out there.
Most of them left.
The pier is still here.
The pier is still here.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we had a great time with all of you guys.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in this week. If you have any fucked up news that you want us to talk about, because I literally just found the story on like CNN.com. So... if there's any fucked up news you think Ooh. We should be talking about.
Guess what happens next this Friday?
What?
When this podcast comes out.
I know. Did you see that Tina was there?
Yes, but she did not storm them.
She was there too early. So this Friday is Storm Area 51.
That's right, people.
And we're going to miss it, unfortunately.
We're going to scrapbook instead.
That would have been a wild ride. If any of our listeners are actually going to go do that, oh my gosh.
I mean, can you guys just like tap us in there?
Yeah, please.
I mean... private message us. We'll give you our phone number.
We totally will.
Let us speakerphone that shit.
I just want to know what's going on. I so want to know what's going
now,
on.
If you do that, don't let them shoot you.
No. So if they start shooting, just get on the ground and play dead.
Yeah. That seems like what you're supposed to do is just get on the ground.
Yeah.
Why is it that people aren't able to shoot you if you're on the ground?
It's a restricted area.
You're not allowed to shoot someone if they're laying on the ground?
Oh, you mean if they lay on the, no, you lay on the ground and play dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So how come in all the war movies I watch and all that stuff that when people lay on the ground, they usually don't get hit by the bullet, but I know they could hit them still.
Well, if you're laying on the ground, they probably think you already got hit and that you're dead.
So they're not going for you.
So they don't care about you. So if you're standing up, though, you could still potentially shoot them. So they're shooting all the standing up people. When
that makes sense.
You know? Yeah. Mm. So you just got to lay down.
And play dead. Like with the wild animals. But I don't see that working with a wild animal. Because if you're playing dead, they're hungry. They're just going to eat you.
I have a story.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Okay, so my mom and dad were friends with a guy who was in the Navy. He's a lieutenant in the Navy stationed on an aircraft carrier. The Nimitz.
The what?
The Nimitz is what Nimitz? It was called. The Nimitz.
Almost like Minutes. But yeah, with
an N and a Z, Nimitz.
Nimitz. Okay.
It was actually in a movie, The Final Countdown. If you've ever watched that movie, that's the Nimitz in that movie.
I don't know if I have.
So we'll have to watch that. It's actually a really good movie.
Okay.
So we went to visit them, and he was docked at the time, and he was going to take us on a tour of the aircraft carrier. Which was awesome, right?
That's incredible.
It was amazing. So we went on a tour. We got to walk across the flight deck. I got to sit in the captain's chair. I mean, it was freaking amazing, right? Nobody, you can't do that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
But before we got on to the ship, he said, okay. He goes, if you see a bunch of Marines start running towards you and they tell you to get on the ground. He goes, you need to lie flat on the ground and not move until someone comes to get you. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, at this time, I'm 14, I think, 14 or 15. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why would they do that? He's like, I'm just telling you. I have to tell everybody this before you go on the ship. If you see the Marines running around until you get down, just get down and play dead until somebody comes and gets you. Okay. I don't know if I want to go on the ship now.
I wouldn't want to.
But yeah, but it was pretty amazing just to see in the planes, you know, they launch. The wings of the planes actually fold up and they push them down and they store them underneath the flight deck. Yeah. And it's pretty fascinating, actually.
So I take it you didn't have to get down.
I did not have to get down.
How fucking hilarious would that be if I was a Navy guy. Every time someone came on there, if I saw someone that looked scared waiting for me, I'd just start running. I'm telling them to go down.
Get on the ground now.
Just kidding. And just see how long they'd stay on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, go to
just
lunch.
Just kidding.
Everyone go to lunch. See how long these tourists stay on the ground for.
Yeah.
That's hilarious right there.
So it was fascinating.
Hey, what is our goal with our scrapbook this weekend? What are we scrapbooking?
So this is what we're doing. So
like
Friday,
I know we're not putting pictures in, but what is
our
theme?
We're not putting pictures in. So Friday we're doing two bonus classes.
Yes. I forget which ones, but I know they're fun.
One is a mini album, vacation album.
Yeah. And the other one is a page layout?
I think
like
it's a double. Layout? It's a double page layout. And then Saturday, we're there from, I think, 8 to 5. And we are going to complete a 20-page album, which is a lot.
That is a huge accomplishment.
Which is
what,
a lot.
But what I'm asking is, like, what are you me wanting to put in this album?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, what the pages look like.
So we basically are going to match our pictures to what they have us do.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. So mine could be, like, for
usually
the year.
Usually the pages are pretty generic, so you could use them for several different kinds of things. But yeah, I just bring it home and then I'll use it for like 2020, the 2020 album. Yeah. It is a freaking zoo in here.
This is my life daily. Life
There's
daily.
So many animals right now. I feel like I'm at the Woodland Park Zoo.
There's not enough variety though.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you got Patron.
I got a doggy on my lap right now.
Patron's having a rough week.
Oh.
He's been very good.
He's been a good boy.
So
but he has
much
to
attention
up,
from the Jaeger,
he's got
too.
To put up with the new sibling. Oh, hi, Patron. Hey, baby. not going to look. No, he's not. There he goes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll post some pictures of the puppers on our page. I got lots of pictures tonight.
Yep. Yep. We'll get some good pictures of the animals.
And we'll post that shit. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a good week. And we will see you next week from the Great Wolf Lodge.
Peace.